And by the way, I know what happened to that Samantha Guthrie's mom. And not to bring it down, but I figured it out in my sleep.
Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to the Big Party Show podcast. You can shoot us a message, of course, at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, we got the party line at 402-915-0962. You can get all that and make that stuff, that fun stuff happen if you got any messages for us. I want to talk about the after party podcast real quick.
Yes.
So everybody's well aware of what's going on with that. Basically, the Big Party Show podcast, what you're listening to now, drops, as you know, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We need to still rate and review and all that stuff if you can, wherever you get your podcast. But we decided to drop a separate podcast. This is an independent podcast, just Molly and I, and it's called The After Party, and it drops on Tuesdays. And on that After Party podcast, we hit different things, whether it's work relationship questions, whatever the case is, neighbor questions. We also, Molly has an expertise in horoscope type stuff. So she has her spin on that. And, yeah, just tons of personal and other stuff. It's more deeper. Not that this isn't deep. It's just a little bit more, I want to say raw. Cause
yeah,
this is
a little
raw.
More unvarnished. I mean, it's all the stuff that basically it's more of what you would get here. Just a little bit raw.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. Same way to get a hold of us. It's the same deal. It's anywhere you get a podcast. Actually, this one is everywhere you get a podcast, whether it's iHeart, wherever you get a podcast. So, yeah, that drops on Tuesdays. And in the future, we're going to be dropping a Thursday one, but I don't want to confuse anybody with that. So basically, go find the After Party with Big Party and Molly. We'll put the link in the show notes below us. And yeah, make sure you follow, rate, review, do the same thing you did with this, the Big Party Show, because every little bit helps and it continues the road. I've been so happy with what the road that we've traveled. I don't see any curves or deadlines, or not deadlines, but roadblocks. It's just straight highway. So that's good. Straight highway. That's what we need. All right, Molly, it's time for another week of motivation. Okay. This is what I have for you, all right? These are your options.
Well, I was going to say, I'm less worried about the motivation. I always love those, but I'm always like, what are my choices?
Yeah, what are your choices? All right, so here we go. Cereal with water instead of milk. I remember the first time I did that. That was such a weird deal. I have only done it a couple times, you know, if I had to in my youth. And that was only because of the fact that there was no milk. It wasn't because we couldn't afford milk, I don't think.
But, you're like, maybe now that I think about it.
Oatmeal made with nacho cheese. Ugh.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yogurt mixed with pickle juice. Gross. Oof. On top of gross on top of grosser.
I have to go with the milk. I mean, the cereal with water.
Cereal with water instead of milk.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what kind of motivation comes out of that, people.
Just a reminder, in case your mind is playing tricks on you today, you matter. You're important. You're loved. And your presence on this earth makes a difference whether you see it or not.
Oh my gosh. For people listening and not watching, they're like, that's so wonderful. Anybody watching and listening is like terrified. They're like, what sort of glow in the dark monster is like, yes, you're doing a great job.
I would agree. That was weird, wasn't
the
it?
The thing of nightmares coming to tell you, root you on, you can do it.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Please don't eat me.
That was weird. Hey, real quick, congratulations to you. I just want to roll this bring us. I don't know if you want to go deep into it, but Mara, your daughter, got into school. And if you're listening from in Omaha, the school system is a lot different in Chicago than it is in Omaha. Okay, so if you want to go to a public school, you have to test in. Right? Is that the situation?
Yeah, you can go to your neighborhood school. I mean, everybody has a spot at their neighborhood school, but if you want to go to like your choice, you have to take a test. And if you don't score well on the test, you don't get into to certain schools. So there was a school that she really wanted to go to. And it was one of those schools that you had to have a certain grade. You had to have a certain test score. Otherwise, you wouldn't get a place. So we've been waiting. We've been studying. She studied so hard for this test. She's been working so hard at school to get good grades so she could make it in. And we just found out she got in. And so she's like, so excited.
Is she?
Slash relieved.
Well, yeah. So just to ask, she's a Catholic girl. She's been going to Catholic schools her whole life. What was her decision based on to do that? Public school.
It's so funny. And I think that there are probably other parents out there that have kids that go to Catholic school that then want to go to public high school. So much of it is like, I want to wear my own clothes.
Okay.
I don't want to go to religion class anymore. And you're like, okay, well, we're still going to mass. And they're like, that's fine, but I just don't want to take a class. Yeah. So it's so silly. Like, it's kind of one of those things where I'm not upset about it because it's free. And she really she's like, I'm just done with private school. I want to go check out the public option. And I mean, it costs nothing to try the public option. So we've been very supportive.
And Declan, of course, is still hitting it at Catholic school. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Well, so now he's like, ew, you're a public school kid. I was like, just cool it, fancy pants. It's a nice
literally.
School. Literally.
Fancy like,
excuse
pants.
Excuse me. I've got to go put on my uniform.
Yeah. Well, gosh, Olympics. The USA hockey men's won gold. Jake Gensel was on the team too. It was good seeing his face. He's a Nebraska guy, played at UNO and stuff. But that was fantastic. It was the first time that United States won the gold in 46 years. I didn't realize that gold from Miracle on Ice. And I'm sure most people have seen that movie. There's been documentaries. There's movies on that. And that's when the USA actually underdogs beat Russia and then Finland for the gold. And 46 years ago, I think it's to the day.
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah, congratulations to them. And then also earlier last week, the women won gold also. Yeah,
I knew about the women. I forgot. We were looking because the hockey game, the men's hockey was like 7 a.m. on Sunday. Not happening.
Yeah.
You have my support and I will watch the highlights later.
Yeah, because I watched the whole thing. First of all, our ritual here in the house is to watch Saturday Night Live in the morning. To start the morning with some fun stuff. But Saturday Night Live isn't live until this weekend again. And they didn't want to compete against the, the Olympics. So that's the reason why they're off this long. So my go-to after that is just turn on and see if the world's exploded yet. You know, what's happening? What should we prepare for?
Right.
And then that was just nothing but the same old from, during the week. And then I'm with Wylene, so I'm like, you want to watch hockey?
Watched
hockey.
She's like, heated rivalry? You're like, no.
Exactly.
Like, I'll watch real hockey then.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I keep telling Wylene, by the way, I know what happened to that Samantha Guthrie's mom. And not to bring it down, but I figured it out in my sleep what happened to her. Because they still haven't found her. And this is my theory. This is what happened. I think this dude, not to bring it down, we can make fun of it in a minute. I think this dude removed the camera, right? Or was messing with the camera. Well, when you mess with those cameras like that, especially Ring, you get notices, right?
Okay.
So I think what happened was she went down to the door to figure out what was going on. Because remember, there was like some blood and stuff and a lot of it on the patio. So what I think what happened is that maybe she intervened on this guy breaking in and then bad things happened from there. It's such a sad story. I'm feeling worse and worse for everyone involved, you know, because I think this thing is going cold, Molly. It seems like it's going cold. They just can't seem to figure anything out. It's so bizarre. And I'm so depressing the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I go, Wylene, they need to come over and interview me. They need
She's
to interview
like,
me
oh,
so
buddy.
I can give them my theory.
Exactly. She's like, I'm sure no one's thought of that.
Well, I mean, come on. It just all makes sense to me. And when I figure things out in my sleep, generally that's how it happens. It's like a magical gift that I've been burdened with.
I would hazard to guess that they've probably run down that scenario, that lead. I don't mean to knock your dream vision, but I think they've probably done that. But they've had all these experts on. I mean, it's so interesting to hear all of these retired, like FBI and
Know. So let me ask you this, because you're doing work and you're made way deeper and more sane than I am. So have they even talked about what kind of entry it was? Was it like a forced entry? Have they even mentioned anything about the stuff in the house, what was in the house or anything like that? They're just keeping it on the down low.
They're keeping it all quiet. The only thing that was new that last week was sort of like, really, was that there are cameras.
Yeah.
And they were and the sheriff was very specific about the fact that there was an S on that, that it wasn't just the Ring doorbell, that there were other cameras that they were
looking at.
Yeah.
OK. All right. It's amazing there. I saw that in the United States, like 75% or maybe even a little higher have security cameras of some sort in their house. And now they're encouraging everyone to get them on your house for, you know, things like this. But I think the most, you know, eye-awakening thing is that because I have cameras. Mm-hmm. I thought those cameras I thought it just disappears. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this thing wasn't registered to the cloud or nothing, and they were still able to get the footage that they got. Thank God they got something. But that was the strangest thing for it. I'm like, well, maybe that's in the small print. I didn't know that it still keeps images, even though it doesn't go to a cloud or anything.
No, I don't think that they were really happy that that got out.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think that they were like, and here it comes.
Yeah.
I think that they were like,
what the heck?
Save a woman's life and completely let the cat out of the bag that, yeah, we basically have a digital trail of everything, even though you think it's gone.
Yeah. No, I don't remember Ring just launched that dog cam thing. Uh-huh. How stupid is that? It's like, I get
you
it.
You were
but it's
all
like,
excited for it. You don't.
No, I thought it was cool. I thought it was going to be for people that are lost too. But everyone was like, no, that's wrong. But there's cameras everywhere. Everywhere
it's an
we go, there's
of
cameras.
Privacy.
Yeah.
I didn't sign off on it. I'm walking down the street. You're recording me. Where's my consent?
Well, that's different because if you're on my property and I'm recording you,
I'm not. You can record me on the sidewalk. That's not your property. That's public property.
Well,
I'm jogging in the street. That's public property. That's public domain. You're recording me walking my dog. I'm not on your lawn. I'm like on public property. I'm not walking down your driveway. I'm out on the street. I'm out on the sidewalk.
Mine doesn't pick up that stuff. My camera doesn't pick up that stuff. I have a barrier. Just so you people know who want to come over and do what you're going to do.
You can see
I have
your
a barrier.
Sidewalk.
Well, I can see it, but it's not recording it.
It is.
No, it doesn't record. It only records when it's activated. It's not 24-hour recording. It just records when there's a motion like that's within X amount of feet of my cameras. I mean, invasion of privacy, come on over. I got a recording in every room.
I'm sure you do. Nobody wants to see some of that footage. They're like, is that him working out naked?
Classic footage, Molly.
Why can't that have been recorded over? You're like,
I do.
Sharing it on the big world wide web.
One morning, maybe it was in the afternoon, Wylene and I were, Wylene was starting to do some little workout in the living room, and I decided to join her. It had to be late in the afternoon because I was a little tipsy.
You were tipsy in the afternoon. It was late in the afternoon. You're like, still afternoon. You're like, but it was later.
It was later. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, that was just my theory. I just thought I'd share with you guys. I did see that Trader Joe's got a recall. This sounds horrifying, by the way.
What is
It's fried. It's their chicken fried rice. Guess why they're recalling it. You're not even going to be able to guess this one.
Is it plastics in it or
glass?
Oh, what?
Where is that failure? They said some people have reported finding glass in that. So they're asking you to get rid of the product. So if you have the Trader Joe's chicken fried rice, don't eat it. I mean,
that's terrifying. That's like seriously one of those things that I'm like so scared of is glass in food or like that kind of thing. Like that just freaks me out.
Yes,
just like what it would do to your insides or like the inside of your mouth or any of that.
I couldn't even imagine.
No.
Yeah. I mean, the second thing that I hate, I don't mind plastic, but the second thing I would hate outside of glass would be like sand. I can't stand sand in my mouth because once you get sand in your mouth, you can't really get it out. It's hard and you got that. I mean,
that grit,
That grit. Yeah. That's the only other thing that I mean, I'm sure there's other things I wouldn't like as well. You know,
right.
But glass is number one.
You're like that. I think most people could agree. You're like, that's awful.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Ugh.
Yeah. Glass is number one with a bullet. So, yeah. So if you haven't, don't take our word for it. Just look it up and find out what the dates and stuff are.
And throw that bad boy away.
Yeah, throw it away. All right. So what do you got, Molly? Time take from work. What's
okay,
going on?
Okay. So
that?
I thought this was really interesting. People spend an average of 2 whole work days planning their next vacation.
Oh, God.
Like
really?
They're
is that a
work,
year?
They're supposed to be working. No, not even a year. Like, let's say you've got a vacation coming up. You've probably spent like 16 hours of work time doing searches online, Googling, maybe, you know, sending out emails like, hey, do you do glass bottom boat ride? You know, I mean, all of it. And I thought about you because you are absolutely like when we would work, like you would for sure be the one who would
planning
be,
a like, vacation.
Planning a vacation. Yeah.
You bet.
So they were breaking it down and just how much, but like people don't take the vacation time. That's always been a thing. Like Americans are terrible about taking vacation time.
Yeah, they are.
But they broke it down for like 2026, how you can maximize your paid time off with already like paid holidays from work.
Okay.
So, you know, like you're going to get Memorial Day off. So ask for the Friday before Memorial Day. So instead of a 3-day weekend, it turns into a 4-day weekend. If you take off the days leading up to Thanksgiving, like that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and people usually get the day after Thanksgiving off, you could end up having like 9 days off of work.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. And you would only use 3 PTO days.
Okay.
So there's all sorts of stuff like that where it's like all you have to do is use 3 days and you end up getting 9 just because of like how it works out. Christmas is another one like that where I'm like, tell me more about this. How to maximize the time. You know, I love me some time off.
I love some time off.
I just started a new
job
and I'm already like, I need some time off. Hi, I want to ask some more questions about the PTO policy around here.
Yeah,
they're
the
like,
time
you've
off.
Been at this job for a minute.
Did you like, ask him that? I know you started a job and you had already things going on.
Yes.
But that's always tough, but they always know what they're getting into when they do a new hire.
Yeah. I mean, when they hired me, it was right before Thanksgiving. And I was like, listen, I host Thanksgiving. I've got a house full of people coming in. I can't work at all that week. And then I worked the week of Christmas, but I was like, we're gone the week of New Year's because we already have a trip planned. That's when we go back to Omaha and do the holidays with my sister and my aunt and stuff like that. So I already had those two like carved out. But they mentioned the fact that like, oh, well, starting in the new year, you'll get, because it's a law in Chicago that even as a part-time worker, you get paid time off.
Oh, you do? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh,
that's nice. That's a nice law.
It is a nice law. So that they just told me about that. And I was like, really? And so I realized I was like, oh, well, I would like, well, because like the kids have spring break.
Uh-huh.
And I, you know, instead of having them sit around, like I'm taking it off so we can do something, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah, that's what I'm using my PTO, like my a couple of days of my PTO for. And then we'll see.
I can't believe you got PTO already.
I know. Isn't it great? I already use a sick day.
I can't believe you get those benefits working part time.
I got a sick day. I found out about it from like somebody else at work. They're like, you know, when you went to the emergency room and you had to miss work, like you can take a sick day. And I was like, wait, what?
Your coworkers are geez.
I know. And so I went to my boss and I was like, do I really? And he's like, oh yeah. He's like, I'll put it on. I mean, he wasn't a jerk about it. Like, he's like, no, you should be getting paid for that. You know, like you were supposed to work and you were legitimately like, you spent 14 hours in the emergency room. Like, I think we can cover that.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
Gosh.
When I was didn't even get that at our other job.
I know. I was going to say when that was, like 27, 28 years in radio in the last stint that we did, that 22 year, that sucked asking for vacation. It sucked because the amount of time I would put together, like the replay, stuff like that, would be the amount of time of a vacation.
You would have been off. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know. And then it was always just because of the fact that, you know, there was nobody to fill in for us because no one's as funny. That was also the other issue. And it was just like, Jesus.
Well, and then the other thing is that I've picked up, you know, like my boss has come to me and asked, like, can you work this day that's not a day that I would normally work because somebody asked for it off? And I step up. I'm like, yeah, if I can, I will, on account of the fact that it's like, that's how a ship works, right? Like, it's like, you got to, if you're going to be part of a team, like, there's give and take. I mean, so it's not as if, like, I'm just like, no, I can't work extra like I do. Like, one of the guys is at needs Friday off. And they're like, can you work? And I'm like, yeah, I'll work Friday. So.
Okay.
So there's
I don't know if I would fill in. I just don't.
I know.
I'm past that.
I know. I'm a sucker like that,
I've been on many of those ships that you talk about. And I've been those shipmates that have stepped up. But I've worked with a lot of those shipmates that didn't step up. And frankly, all of those ships, because of that, kind of sunk because a lot of them wouldn't step up. So right now, I don't know if
you're don't think I'm interested in that kind of teamwork. Well, yeah. I still have it in me.
Okay, good.
I haven't given up on coworkers yet.
It's mainly because you're my only coworker. I still believe
in the effectiveness of teamwork.
Yeah.
Though, trust me, I mean, you know.
Hey, this wouldn't work without teamwork. That's for sure.
You are pulling more than your weight in teamwork. You are a rock star.
No, you're a rock star too. Look, we're just patting each other on the
back. No, you. Forget it.
Forget about it.
So I did a thing last night that you will absolutely think is hysterical.
What'd you do?
So you remember how I had the soup party?
Yeah, yeah.
So that same group of gals, we got together. We had a casserole party.
Oh, get back. Really? Okay. Seriously. How was that?
It was amazing. You've never seen so much Pyrex and beige food in one place.
I've never thought of that. I've done a lasagna party where we did a competition.
Perfect.
I think that worked out perfect because everybody just stepped up and brought way too much lasagna.
Right.
But I've never thought of a random, and I did the soup party not long ago, and I've never thought about doing a casserole party. That is a fantastic idea. I love
it. Okay, so it was so funny. And my girlfriend, she hosted it. I hosted last time, she hosted, and it was really funny. She's like, you know, I was thinking about appetizers, and then I realized that we were going to have four casseroles. She's like, and I also didn't plan dessert.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, we've got a lot of cheese that we're all going to. They're like, can you eat all this? I was like, absolutely not. And I'm going to eat all of it. And I will feel so sick tomorrow. But like tonight, tomorrow problem.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
I mean, I made a casserole and it had 2 pounds of cheese in it.
Oh, wow.
2 pounds.
See, I would have issues on that one, I think. But
plus sour cream.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, yeah. it was a sight to behold. One of the ladies made like an enchilada bake type of thing.
Ooh.
It was called like a... It was called like a something ranch, like big ranch casserole. And it, but it had like, it was like corn tortillas and stuff like that.
Okay.
The other girl made a hot dish is what they call it in Minnesota. And it's Governor Tim Walz. He's the governor of Minnesota. It's his casserole deal. This thing weighed 700 pounds. I mean, it was seriously, and it was topped with tater tots.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that just sounds, I mean, that sounds good. I mean, we got this winter storm going on. So that is one.
Is it that's, still happening?
No, it's over. Yeah, it's over. Now it's just the meltdown and stuff like that. Just cold. But we'll see 60, you know, in a couple of days again. So, yeah, there's
it'll
that.
Melt.
But you know what? That casserole is a perfect fit for this weather and weather like that. I mean, you're trapped indoors. Did you not get that in Chicago when it rolled through
it's
or did you
snowing a little bit Sunday, but it's like just a dusting.
Oh, all right. You're good then.
So here's what's crazy. So I was just going to make a half pan of this mm-hmm. casserole, and it's a casserole that my mom had a recipe for. And she used to make it. It's like from the '80s or nineties. And so I had to chat GPT the recipe because I don't know if she was just being cute or she gave me the recipe and it is seriously just a list of ingredients. And then it says layer and then 325, 30 to 40 minutes. And I'm like, layer how? Cause it's like wild rice, chicken, cheese, sour cream, green chilies. And I'm like, okay, like,
so you just layer those
like cooked rice. Or raw yeah. rice, cooked chicken, raw chicken. Like, this is the difference between me killing somebody
yeah.
and ruining a really lovely evening.
I'm assuming you cooked everything, right?
I did, because I looked it up and all this stuff. But my sister Anne was making fun of me. She's like, can't you figure this out? And then what I realized, because she sent me a picture of the recipe card she has, and mom wrote out instructions on hers. So she's thinking I have the same one and that I'm just stupid.
Oh,
like Anne's is like wild rice prepared. Hers is like poached chicken, diced or shredded. Like, and I'm like, I am sending you a picture of mine and it does not have those instructions on it. She's like, what is your problem? Like, just make the recipe.
Just make the recipe
know,
that
like,
you have.
What?
Yeah,
you're usually pretty adept in the kitchen. Why are you being so stupid about this?
So
and
what
I sent it to her.
What was else was out? I mean, that's so there are four different casseroles. Uh-huh. What was on the tater tot casserole? What was in that thing? That sounds fantastic.
Corn, cream of something, chicken. I mean, it was absolutely, it's all creamy. My friend that made the ranch one, I mean, it's called ranch, but it doesn't have ranch dressing. It's like the Mexican ranch one.
Okay. All right.
It had a can just of cream of chicken and cream of mushroom.
Celery. Ooh, I love cream of mushroom. That is my all-time favorite. That's so, I love it so much. So.
I was only going to make half a pan, and then Peter's like, no, no, make the full pan. Like, I want some. I'm like, oh, my God. So I had to go to the store and buy all these more ingredients because I was only planning on making half a pan. And then he's like, yeah, the kids and I will have it for dinner when you go to your party. So I'm making this thing. And Declan, my son, comes into the kitchen and he's like, what are you making? And I was like, oh, I'm making a casserole. Like, it's Grammy's recipe. And he's like, a casserole? It's like, when did you become like
an old lady?
Like an old white woman. And I was like, I realized at that moment, my children have never had casserole.
Oh, you're kidding
me. No.
That's because you've been feeding them the stuff like kale soup and stuff. Of course they haven't had that.
Oh, yeah. They're like, sure. Chicken Tell me sausage. They got it. Absolutely. They got it. They and Peter, so I wasn't home and Peter sent me a text while I was at the party. And so he gave me their reviews. It was very funny because the reviews were completely thumbs up. Better than I was expecting was one of the reviews.
Okay.
That was from Declan.
Okay.
And and Mara said, pretty good, actually. So those were the 4-star reviews that I got from home. Better than I was expected and pretty good, actually. I don't know if it'll go on the permanent rotation, but it was eaten.
God, we're wrestling right now. I'm wrestling with what to make tonight. You know, the air fryer has just destroyed
changed your
life. It's changed my life. I even shot a video asking for people are sending Brian sent a long list of different things to cook in it. You know, I got, ooh, you know, all these different things to put in there. But I just can't stop using it. I'm happy. I don't know what have you was been, my I mean, deal.
Are you just making chicken, tater tots, french fries?
I did french fries for breakfast on Saturday.
What?
I know. I know.
500 pounds later. Yes. I don't know why I'm gaining all this weight. How are your breakfast fries?
I made 3 sausages the other day. And by the way, breakfast, it's up my breakfast game fast. I mean, I went upstairs to make the Sweet Wylene, you know, breakfast. And I was able to get the breakfast done within 5 minutes. That's everything. You know, it's up my game. But yeah, that's like, I want tater tots. So I made this chili, and the base of the chili isn't tomato sauce. It's carrot carrot sauce that I make. And so you can't tell the difference. It's wedding, you know, for acids and stuff like that. Yeah. This eliminates that. So now I've been pushing to cook tater tots and you put that chili on top of the tater tots.
Oh my God.
I'm just looking for reasons to use it.
Eating at your house. Yeah. Like you're like, then chili tater tots. Good God, man. Doctor's going to be all over you next visit. They're like, enough.
I know it's coming up too. So yeah. Anyway, it's like tonight's either pizza, but I keep going, I don't want pizza. But you know, Wylene's dad gave her some money and said, go buy Mike some pizza. And so now I want anything that goes into that stupid air fryer. Oh, I don't even want to go get pizza. But then again, everyone tells me that air fryer is pretty amazing to reheat pizza. So there you go.
You're like, so let's get the pizza, but not eat it today. Let's eat it tomorrow when I can reheat it in the air fryer. She's like, Jesus.
And now you're telling me about casseroles. Now I'm like, oh my God, I want a casserole. I want a casserole now. So yeah, anyway. So
make
that's
yourself
it.
A casserole. So, throw it together.
Yeah. Just yeah, that would be easy to do.
Shove it in the oven.
You know. So, all right. So real quick, we have Lancer tickets up for grabs at bigpartyshow.com. Here's what's going on. Who's playing? All right. So you got the Muskegon on Saturday. And that, by the way, is Hockey Fights Cancer Night. Okay. That's sponsored by Methodist Hospital. And Sunday, March 1st, it's a double hitter. It's going to be First Responders Night. Now, these shows are going to sell out. So if you want to just go get tickets at Lancers.com, OmahaLancers.com. Or you can just go to our website right there and drop your name. You can win a couple 4-packs of tickets or something like that. That's it.
Woo! Woo-hoo!
Congratulations, USA. Yeah.
Celebrate with a casserole.
Yeah, celebrate with a casserole. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow at the after party. Remember, all different podcasts. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you got to find it, but once you find it and like and subscribe to it for free, then it lands wherever you watch and listen to your podcast immediately without you guys even thinking. All right, so we'll see you guys on Tuesday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.